Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Hey, we smoke weed and we're proud of it. I'm getting ready to get my card. Oh, wait, you thought I already had one? Well, you must have been as high as the man on the Silver Mountain. I'm a pro marijuana smoker. Oh, shit, I forgot. Right, this is an episode. But Dustin, oh wait, yeah, we are. Dustin's digging around.
Episode 2400441.
I should have just let Dio keep singing. Okay, start over.
Hey, everybody, this is the TagCast number 0HHI.
What the fuck does that mean?
441. Hi.
27.5501.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to you live on a fucking Wednesday.
We're so glad you tuned in to 104.8926.
27.5501.
AM.
This will mean something to all you pro gunners out there.
I don't hear Jerry.
2.3 and 5.56.
I don't hear Jerry. Get that fucking thing off your mic.
Just fucking tickle me.
Yeah, take that thing off there, dude.
Just pull on it.
Someone's
screaming. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all right.
God, did I just say that?
Hey, do you work for Verizon?
No.
So in case anybody doesn't know, you might have listened. We have, I hope Dustin left it in there. We had some before episode chatter.
Uh-oh.
Which always happens. It's all up to you in the editing, Dustin Gatchel. And
is.
They haven't announced it yet, but everybody knows that voice in the background. He's here always.
And Dio?
No. Jerry Murphy.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest, Jerry Murphy.
What's going on, Jerry?
Hey, yeah.
All right.
I can't see your upper half because you're wearing camo.
Yeah, but it's a special camo shirt. Did you see that?
It is.
Woo! Come
on. I'm freaking out. Is that a tendril of smoke?
You know what I think it is? I think it is.
Or is that a scribble?
Just a conversation starter is what that's called.
Ah!
Do people ask you that a lot?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever looked
what
at
that?
It. Is that a tendril?
Do you like the way that...
Do you like the way... I like the way that...
Contrasty, where it's like, bam, white, just like...
I think it's one of those common,
right,
just like little shapes
camo
in a Photoshop program.
Little chinks in the
it
Photoshop?
Accentuates.
No, just one of those little shapes, like, in the Photoshop program.
And so they
like
put like five
out,
of them on
do
there.
Do anything you want with it.
It really accentuates your cleavage.
It does.
Your moobs are getting huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, vertical lines are great for bringing out your moobs.
Like an ape where the belly is bigger than the actual moobs.
I met a little 7-year-old kid. This little kid the other day is like, "Look, I'm skinny," and he did the Ethiopian trick where you suck
man
and stuck your ribs out. I go, "I can do that too," and he's like, "Whoa!" And I was like, "Yeah," and I'm like 45, bro. Check this out,
dude. That is pretty crazy looking.
That is attractive.
I know, I've been working out. No, look, I got a fucking eight-pack. Jerry
like
always
those...
brings Jägermeister when he comes, and this time Dustin's been saving some for like 3.
It freaking blew my mind, man.
It's like, oh, you think that's a bottle of Jägermeister?
Yeah.
You think that's a bottle of Mountain Dew? This is a knife.
What is that? Have you ever been to Australia, Jerry?
I have.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ride any waves?
No. I was on the beach, but I never actually went in the water.
Did you have sex with any Australian ladies?
I tried,
or men?
But I got
about men.
What do you call it?
You tried, but you just laid your...
In Australia. They're called lassies.
You know what they call it when you have sex?
Or they're called birds. Well, we would call them chicks, because one gentleman was saying, blah, 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 what about that little bird? And I'm like, what the hell, little bird?
Yeah.
He said, well, that's how they say chick.
You know how to pick up all Australian ladies? You go up to her and you go, hey, let me put my shrimp in your bobby.
I say, let me put my Ken.
It's not a jumbo shrimp.
I say, hey,
shrimp.
I always say, hey, let me put my Ken in your Barbie.
Oh,
that's like nothing on nothing, yo.
Unfortunately, I just have.
Let me rub up against you. Let me dry hump on you.
Scissor.
Yep, that's exactly it, right?
Ken and Barbie are the
first
scissors.
You'd take your sister's dolls and you'd make them scissor.
Yeah, dude. Right?
No, dude, that's. Yeah, and before you break their heads off.
Oh, or just pull them off temporarily.
Yeah.
Switch heads.
Yeah.
Put Ken's head on Barbie so he's got boobs. Moobs.
So then you get like a lesbian couple.
Lesbian couple. What's a good girl name for Ken?
Ken.
You are correct, sir. I was going to do a whole episode in radio voice, but I haven't done it yet. You know how annoying that would get? Like, everything I said would just be a total radio voice.
That's
no
not
matter.
A radio voice. That's a promotion voice. Like,
where do you hear promotions?
On a radio.
Well, that's a radio voice. What do you think?
Two
about,
for one.
What do you think about the whole situation? I don't know. What do you think about coming up next on the TagCast podcast?
I would like to talk to you guys about a situation.
Actually, if you're on the radio, it's a radio voice by default, so I retract my statement. I apologize.
Don't be such a smartass.
I'm sorry.
Gatch would like to ask us a question.
Do you like Jack Parr?
I don't know who that is.
He was the original Tonight Show host, right?
Before Steve Allen.
And then Steve Allen.
I think he was subpar to Steve Allen.
And then Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson was the master. I don't care who says
all
that.
Those guys, old hat, right?
Like hack.
I just wonder
how
many
not hack.
Cuts Johnny got
when they
over
when
the
they
years,
were
right?
There
when he's flicking those envelopes.
Yeah, when he's there and you, those guys were all elder statesmen when they were at the Tonight Show, right?
Right.
Even Carson, he was considerably an elder man before when he got the show, right? Probably in his 50s, maybe 40s?
Yeah, maybe 40s.
All right. So I'm just thinking now you got this thing. You had Leno. He was on there pretty early, probably in his 30s.
Yeah, I don't. Well, maybe, but.
And then.
I'm anti-Leno.
Sure. But then now you have. They're going even younger.
Fallon. Well, he's
Fallon.
30.
And
he's
do you
35.
Think Fallon's just going to be there until he's like 70?
No.
You don't think so? Where. Do you think he has greater things that he will achieve?
I think different things will happen in the media as far as late night entertainment. And by the time he's 70, there won't be a late night talk show.
It'll be like late night war
You think
zone.
That's funny? What are you laughing at? He laughed at me on the air. Or what was he laughing to me?
I was laughing to you. I was throwing a laugh over there.
I was like, there you're going to be.
He was indirectly laughing
so
at
what
me.
I said, and I was serious, and I said, nope, I did.
No,
I,
so he, so you.
I
think,
said, there's not going to be late night talk shows. You're like.
So do you, so do you think
they're all
going to
have
on after like five?
I know what a podcast is. I've seen him on Comedy Central.
Oh, you think, you think they're going to go to
the
podcasts?
Moving on? Who are we talking about?
Jimmy Fallon. He's
Jimmy
asking.
Jimmy Fallon, and then you got Seth Meyers moving in and to replace him, and it's just
and
all the.
Dude,
it's a young.
It's a big revolving thing.
I know. They used to be like bam, 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 and now it's just like they're just pushing them through a herd. Here you go. You got this. And next you get a Tonight Show for 5 years. And then we'll give it to Seth Meyers for 5 years. And then we'll give it to the next guy for 5 years.
Really, think of your day. You go from one line to another line. It's just a higher echelon. They get paid more money. And they're a bigger celebrity, if you will.
What's Jimmy Fallon going to do beyond this? He's not going to go and do movies again because, remember, he doesn't have a good track with movies.
Taxi was a wonderful movie. Or whatever it was called.
Hopefully he stays fun.
Him and Queen Latifah, they killed in that movie. Didn't they? Didn't they kill?
I never watched it.
When I see what's in your wallet, I say, sell out.
Yeah. Who doesn't want more money?
Dude, not only that, but you're selling credit.
Yeah, but you know what? He's saying in his ad, who doesn't want more money?
No shit.
That's why I'm doing this commercial.
You're an American. You want lots of shit, and you're going backwards. Buy this and go more backwards.
You're a baby, and you don't want more money?
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, that's, see? Subliminal. If you don't want more money, you're a baby.
Okay, now you're a little bit of an alcoholic, aren't you? You ever heard of
no choice?
Have you heard of Dickel whiskey? Dickel.
No, but I won't be slamming any Dickel.
You might want to suck on a bottle of Dickel.
Did you check out B. Arthur naked?
Just get a couple pulls on that Dickel.
No, I got a bottle of Dickel in my truck. You might want to suck on. No, Dickel rye whiskey is made at the same factory as Jack Daniel's and Evan Williams.
Oh, you know what? I have heard of Dickel.
Dickel.
It just, like, went right past me.
It's only available in Albany, Oregon. That's what a friend told my brother.
Where can I get some Dickel?
I want to drink some
Dickel. Where can I get some L-Dick?
Dickel.
God, that guy's walking all sideways. What have you been pulling on, some Dickel?
Only when I look at that B. Arthur picture. Did you see that, Jerry?
Jesus, dude, you smell the Dickel on his breath.
You can check out that. Yeah,
I like to come to work.
I like to dip my pickle in a bottle of Dickel.
What now?
Did you check out that B. Arthur nude painting?
There's a nude painting.
No,
it's a.
Apparently, she didn't pose for it.
No, he did it by imagination of breasts and a picture of her face. So this dude drew this, or not drew? It was a painting of B. Arthur from the waist up, naked. Sold for $1.9 million.
See, some people have too much money.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Kimmel bought it. That's what Dustin said. There's a rumor.
Remember the man show? That was something.
Could you see?
It was a rumor.
B. Arthur's tits. So maybe it's true.
Cheating if I have a Jaeger in between?
No, we can have them anytime.
It was Jeff Ross who tweeted a photo of himself standing behind the piece of art. The caption said, "Biggest surprise of my life. Thank you, Jimmy Kimmel."
Oh, like he bought it for Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And then...
you guys remember Bob Ross?
Yeah. Oh, you made a little mistake?
Yeah.
Oh, let's turn those mistakes into birds.
He joked about buying it as a gift. And that was the whole thing.
That dude had an amazingly tight fro, man.
Whoa, I thought you were going to say something else.
And then later Kimmel tweeted that, contrary to news reports, I didn't buy the B. Arthur painting, not even for Jeff Ross, but I did buy the Mona Lisa Lampanelli.
That's not funny.
Because there's only one Mona Lisa.
Wow.
Is that a song you wrote?
One Leaning Tower of Pizza. You never heard that song?
There's a Leaning Tower of Pizza right there for you.
Is it a country song?
Oh, my goodness.
If it's country, that's why I haven't heard it. Who's that? That's not the painting.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't see the full painting?
No, it didn't look... That's not even what her boobs look like.
If I was creating boobs from imagination...
They would be better than that.
Yeah.
Well, look how old her face is, bro.
Yeah.
She's got a little sag.
Dude, wouldn't it look weird if she had...
I didn't even
wouldn't
see
it look weird if she had...
It's like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm looking at the titties and nothing else, even though they're bad titties.
Exactly.
I'm preoccupied with the titties.
Bad titties. Bad titty, good titty, you titty, me titty. Welcome to Titty City. This is the Hump Day episode where we're all passing
Wouldn't it look weird, though, with...
around nude pictures of B. Arthur and drinking liquor.
You know, remember Three Titties on Total Recall?
Yes.
But they were nice. Even the one in the middle. It was uniform. Like, looked just like the other two.
That's what happens on Mars.
And so you could suckle one and grope two at the same time. It was perfect.
Because you're right in the middle.
Yeah, right there you are.
You could motorboat while you're still... Helping girls get rid of breast cancer. Did you know that? Tell your girlfriend if she doesn't know.
Being tweaked at once.
Tell your girlfriend if she doesn't know. New scientific evidence now concludes that squeezing breasts actually reduces the chance of breast cancer.
Well, my girlfriend is cancer-free, I assure you.
Well, yeah. Well, she will stay cancer-free if you just keep on squeezing them fuckers.
I'm doing my part.
What part
would it look weird, though, if you saw a painting of a lady with, like, electric blue, like, grandma hair, like she was, like, 70, and then she had, like, nice tits? Wouldn't that look weird?
It would be awesome, though.
We would be in L.A.
It would be. Yes, we would. And even some of them fake ones just look fucked up. You know how they hang weird and shit? I hate those. All right, before shit, I forget, you guys, I failed to get to this on Monday's show.
I'm having another shot.
Our number one Canadian fan, Adrian Bacon Farrell, gave us some topics to talk about, and I'd like to cover those real quick. Because camping season is upon us. Memorial Day weekend has came and gone, the first big camping weekend of the year. You getting ready to do some camping, any of you guys? You, listeners, going to like to do some camping? Okay, absolutely. What's your favorite camping food? Do you just like to barbecue burgers, or, you know, you got to do the s'mores thing?
Is beer a food?
Not, well, what camping
thing.
It is, but, yeah.
Beer is not a food.
Okay, well.
That's a drink.
Unless it's a dark beer.
You know what I like? I like a quality dog. And I'm not talking about a wiener, if you will, like the standard.
Okay.
I'm talking like a beer brat. Or something, you know, that's a little extra.
Right.
You know, substantial, that you put on a stick and the stick bends.
Like a Johnson.
There's meat right there.
A Johnson
log. And you pay real close attention to what you're doing because you don't want to ruin this because you're invested in this thing.
It could fall in the fire.
That's what I like.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I like that too. I like to, I also like to, when overnight camping trips, I love doing breakfast camping.
Oh yeah,
bacon,
yeah,
like or like a little sausage patty. Slap it up, you chop it up in bits.
Some scrambled eggs, maybe on a dirty from cooking bacon, to where the eggs like have black chunks of bacon.
It's
and
all
stuff
just in. You know
residual.
You have a burnt mosquito in there.
Oh man, that's just
it ain't breakfast in a campground if you ain't got burnt mosquito
on.
You
know
what?
That's right. You're eating the mosquitoes and they're not eating you. It's a good fucking
thing. That's what I'm saying.
You know
it's one less mosquito biting your arm.
And I heard that mosquitoes like drunk people better.
Yep.
Do they?
Yeah, they like the sugar sweetness.
Especially if you're drinking Jägermeister.
Well, that explains a lot.
Oh, you just think you're the only one that wants two in a row, three in a row?
Oh.
Hey.
Oh!
I'm good for now. You guys can double up. I'm going to wait because I got to drive after this is over.
I'm still smoking on this bong.
I got brand new tires, though, on the front, so that's cool.
That is?
Oh, I forgot to tell you guys about that.
That's some sort of information show, right?
Did I forget to tell you about the fiasco?
Hey, wait.
Yeah, you
get
did.
Back on track, yo.
Isn't that a car?
Oh, wait.
You're passing.
I got called on calling fiasco when it's supposed to be fiasco.
You can drink one when he fills.
So I've had some shitty tires on the front of my car for a while to where if you get up to 65 miles an hour, it does a little shimmy.
Oh, I think we talked about it. You had car.
Did I talk it on Monday's show?
No.
No. Okay. So we went to Walmart to get some tires and I had my check that I got in the mail that I get at the first of every month or the third or somewhere around there. Never really paid
whenever
attention.
Whenever it comes.
Yeah. So it came on the first on a Saturday and my bank was closed on a Saturday. So we just cruised over to Walmart. Pulled back to the tire and lube area and said, we want two new front tires. We're going to go do some shopping. We'll be right back. They said, cool. And they started putting the tires on. We walked in. My wife went to the grocery area. I went to the check cash area. And the lady looked at my check and she said, oh, this check is dated for the 3rd of June, so we can't cash it till Monday. And I said, oh, really? Because I got it in the mail today, so you could probably cash it. It's a U.S. government federal check. No, by law, we can't cash it because it's post-dated. So I had to run back to the tire place from the cash place, which is a long ways. Get back there. Can't get out because it says this is not an entrance or an exit for customers. And there was no one at the desk. So I'm pounding on the door. I'm watching them change my tires. I was like, hey, I got no money. They wouldn't cash my check. Stop with the tires. You already got them on. Fuck. They're like, well, we could put your old tires back on. I said, well, if that's what you got to do. I go, but I can't pay you for taking them off and putting them back on. They're like, oh, it's cool. We're dead anyway. It gives us something to do. I showed them the check and stuff so they knew I wasn't fucking with them. Then we come back out after shopping, and they said, oh, there was a nail in one of your tires, so we're legally bound to not let you leave with a tire that's dangerous, so we had to plug it and patch it. But we're not going to charge you for it because we know you don't have any money. So I got a free patch and balance just by scamming them. I'm just trying to share this info. I didn't. If you ever have a nail in your tire and you don't have the money to get it fixed, just go there, say, I want some new tires, pretend to go in and try to cash your check, come back out and say, they wouldn't cash my check.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider it. I wouldn't use the word scam because you were legit, dude.
Oh, I was legit. It was.
But the thing was, though,
they told me it wasn't my fault.
Now you have a tire fixed that you
we're going to replace anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm keeping it for a spare.
Ah.
But it had like a broken belt.
You
belts.
Ever see a car with like four, you know, they got the tire, spare tire on the back of the car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're doing 75 down the freeway on a pizza cutter.
No, I'm talking about like on the back of their car.
Right.
Like you can see
yes,
the,
yes.
Yeah. And have you ever seen anybody with four deep? Four spares deep, just in case.
Cool.
Okay, I'm glad that you
straightened
that out.
I could have used two deep the other last weekend when I had two.
Four deep.
I had
and
two blowouts.
In like the Baja 1000 or nothing.
Well, that's like
they're
the bread. You
the
go
road.
At least four deep. You look like a four deep bread guy.
It was elbow deep, remember?
Yeah.
I had two blowouts.
That's about 18 pieces, though.
Two blowouts, Jerry, on the way to one gig in my van 2 weekends ago.
That's not good. And you made it?
Fuck yeah, we made it and we See played it? It. Made it, played it, and fucking and loaded our equipment four or five
Great
times,
it.
But got paid it too. So it was worth it. That's the only reason I made a point of being there is because I was broke and I needed some cash. And so, yeah. He didn't even wait for us. You know what? What a guest he is. Cheers, my co-host.
You can't show that on the podcast.
It's where I'm going to something it.
Well, shit. I'm all out of sync now.
How far are you?
Get out of the sink, Jerry.
How far are you on the Arrested Development season 4?
He's bathing in the sink.
I haven't got into it yet. But wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's all I need to know. I got to go.
What?
There was a listener that had some questions, and we started talking about
camping food.
Did we finish what he wanted?
No, we're going to that next. We just use time filler for tangents that we talk about. But he wanted us to bring back a segment used to do called Google Autofill, man.
Oh, okay.
And he gave us, I want you to give me one too after we're done. He wants me to type in would you and see what comes up. What would you think would come up if I type in would you to Google?
Ooh.
Well, that's not very good, Adrian Bacon. It said would you rather, and that's all it says. And then it says, would you rather dirty? And that doesn't really make sense. Okay, he also wanted me to type in, is it wrong to? Is it wrong to question God?
No. If you're not questioning God, then what's the whole point?
Is it wrong to cheat?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you going to get in here?
I'm listening.
Is it wrong to have a sugar daddy?
Is it wrong for the sugar daddy to have? What do you call the other end of the spectrum?
Sugar mama.
No. That's not what I mean.
No.
The person that's okay.
The brokester?
Yeah.
Gold digger.
Is it wrong to have a gold digger? That should be the question. Because if there wasn't.
It's not a gold digger if you know, though, right?
Daddies, there wouldn't be gold diggers because.
No.
You get what I'm saying?
There would still be gold diggers. There would just be less people out there.
Check this out. I just type in the word is.
Yeah.
Two letters. And it says, is Facebook down? That's everyone's main concern.
There is a site that you can go to that will tell you if the site is down.
And then the next one is as ethanol polar.
I got one for you.
All right, what?
Can Richard.
I don't want a can Richard. Can Richard.
What is that?
Oh, now that's
a
good one.
You open up a can and it's spring loaded and a bunch of dicks come flying.
You know what comes up on Google? Can Richard Gere play the piano?
Nice.
That's the first thing. And then it says, can Richard Gere sing? And then it says, can Richard Armitage sing?
I don't know.
Who's Richard Armitage?
Maybe. Can Richard.
Now, if I put in Gere.
Can get Richard Gere
lovers
sing?
Lovers. Really drive
now. What if
SUVs
I type in
and break dance?
What if I type in the word gerbil?
No, to put in can a gerbil? Can a
That's
gerbil?
That's what I was saying.
It'll say can a gerbil survive in Richard Gere's ass?
Obviously, yes, because now they drive SUVs.
Now that'd be
and break
if
dance.
You did Richard.
Can a gerbil live alone?
Put in did Richard.
Can a gerbil?
Can a gerbil see in the dark?
Can a gerbil and a hamster live together? Can Richard, what'd you say to put in there?
Did Richard.
Oh. Did Richard hung himself?
Oh, my God.
Richard strung himself. Did Richard Simmons die? Did Richard Nixon resign?
Did right. Richard Gere shove a hamster up his ass? That's not in there?
No. Well, let me go farther. Did Richard Gere die. Did Richard Gere ever win an Oscar, and did Richard Gere and Julia Roberts date a hamster?
Doesn't it kind of suck when you've made, like, lots of movies? I mean, that's your career.
I'm going to lead this as far as I can lead it.
His name, you go think, straight to the hamster.
Right. I'm going to just keep leading it on, and I'm going to go to, did Richard Gere put a hamster? Ding, 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 and a gerbil. And then it says, did Richard Gere put a gerbil up his bum? Bum.
Did Richard Gere put his wife in a movie?
You ask Richard Gere, I bet he knows.
Right?
The difference.
It's like one has less hair and the other
one has less sharp claws. You have to have them.
You know what? They only go one direction.
Put in did
they're like
did
a
John
anchor once you get him in there.
See what John did. Put in did John.
Did John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess did John Cena die? Did John Lennon beat Yoko? I fucking sure hope so.
Wow.
Did John Lennon beat Yoko? That's the second that comes up.
I like that.
It's did Yoko beat John Lennon?
Yes.
Off. Oh. Hand jobs are for fools. If you're not doing it yourself, you're an idiot. Okay. And also, he wanted to know what's in Gatch's junk drawer after 2 months.
Dead birds.
Cool. Dead birds.
I looked in my junk drawer again today, and there's more dead birds than I thought there was.
Andy wanted us to tell people what's in Adrian Bacon's yin-yang.
How did the dead birds get in your junk drawer?
They flew.
A bird built a nest in there.
And then you shut the drawer?
Yep.
Well, he didn't want to throw them away after they died, so he just stuck them in a drawer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I got to...
Have you ever opened your junk drawer and actually found your balls in there?
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. That's your junk a little bit, isn't it?
That is your junk drawers, huh?
My pants are junk drawers, actually, now that you think about it.
Is your junk just your testicles? Or is it
no, it's all your
package,
shit.
Right?
It could be part of it, partial junk.
Or let me ask you this. Is the
package
well,
how come
the
nobody
whole
ever
package,
sends...
or is it just
huh.
the tip?
I think is it's that, the whole package.
Is that relatable to like getting a package in the mail and getting junk mail?
Maybe.
Oh, very good.
A yeah. junk package.
Yeah. What if junk mail package? Just looked like junk?
So speaking of junk, in Adrian Bacon's yin-yang, he's watching the entire original Star Trek series.
Wow.
That's an undertaking.
That is.
Can you do it? I am not sure if you will be able to watch the whole series.
Have you ever yin-yanged Doctor Who?
Highly illogical, Captain.
Are you Doctor Who-nits?
No. There's a Doctor Who.
Is this
Who.
A yin-yang or a yin-yang?
It says ying. He wrote yeah. ying, so it's not a yin.
It was an old segment we had, what's an Adrian's
because
yin-yang,
that
where he named.
Died, right? Or
yeah.
is that a nothing?
I don't know what the G makes a difference, but I don't
No, yin-yang. It's like
yin-yang.
A yin-yang is not
is
a yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
Not a yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
A yin-yang is like a hootenanny.
And then there's the yin-yang and
a
yin-yang.
Would be if you like cut the meat out.
That's
turn
the
it
like
out,
that's like
ying, ying,
TNC
ying.
Surf design. Do those guys still
that's
exist?
Not a surf design, dude. That's
TNC the, Surf Design.
That's Town and Country. They just yeah. used the yin and yang symbol
yeah.
or whatever.
Sure. That's
no,
a,
they invented that.
That's a yin yang.
I liked it. They sold a lot of T-shirts.
I remember playing that Nintendo game with the gorilla on the surfboard, and then there's a skater part too. Uh-oh.
Get out of the building, quick! Something's happening right now. I'm not too sure what it is. Did you see the new Star Trek movie?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Tear.
Did you know that Spock is gay? Not in the movie, but the character that plays him. The actor that plays him.
Do you know that he's the freaky deaky dude from
24.
American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Huh?
And he was in 24, too. Zachary Quinto.
Yeah.
Quinto. I didn't know. He's
Flaming Faggot.
Yeah. He is.
He's gayer than the
You know
gayest.
Who they
Wrong.
Battled in that movie?
No.
The yeah. Mapleberians. Or was it the Mapleberians?
Yeah, it was
so,
the Mapleberians.
I heard from another friend that it brought a tear to their eye as well.
It did. Oh, when
second
did they litter or something?
Second J.J. Abrams movie that brought tears to his eyes.
Did they
My
litter?
Girlfriend's all, you're dropping tear. I said, no.
I'm dropping trash. Shut the fuck up.
There's some pollen or something in here. It's bothering me.
Well, you know what I always do when you start to tear up a little bit? See, I got a little out of you. He did a little laugh, but wasn't quite a laugh. Like a... It's Boots Randolph, Yakety Sax. He turned 86 on Monday, and now we're going to play this song every episode.
Like a Benny Hill, I'm picturing.
Now he's Slippers Randolph.
He doesn't
put his boots on often.
And you know his dear brother's name's Rudolph.
Yep, Rudolph Randolph.
Boots Rudolph. You shouldn't bring so much alcohol to our show. Okay, I'm going to have a little quiz for Jerry since he watched...
quiz time!
Quiz for Jerry. You watched Star Trek. Now, see if you can name this. Oh, wait. We'll turn that off. I want you to name this theme song.
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
Yes.
Battlestar Galactica?
Ah, shit!
I knew you knew that!
Oh, man!
Yes, you fucking...
Dang it.
You gave in too soon. You're like, I don't know.
I thought, yeah.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to get that.
You know what it makes me think of?
What?
Bonanza.
That was a Western.
Connect the dots, dude.
Lorne Greene.
Yeah, buddy, come on.
Okay, here's another one for you.
Which one's this?
You tell me. It's a quiz for fucking Jared.
Shake it up. That's my hint.
It's a little bit sci-fi. It's a little bit shaky.
It's
a little bit McFly. Sorry, I gave it up.
Oh, it's Back to the Future. Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you guys are...
Oh, you biffed it, dude.
And they're coming really close to like Raiders of the Lost Ark, too. Not quite.
What?
Yeah.
That was my next one, and you called it before I did it. Oh, man. Okay.
You want a shot?
Okay, here we go. He's feeling bad now. What about this one?
I don't know. It sounds like a more mellow version of, like, Halloween. But what is it?
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
It's Exorcist.
Yes! That was my clue, and you got it. If you can say your mother sucks cocks in hell and that clicks the answer, then you know it's a good movie. Okay, well, last theme. Oh, that blew it. That? Oh, man, that's a dead giveaway. Okay, here's one. We're skipping to the three down because Dustin asked, but if you don't get this one within 3 seconds.
Oh, man.
3 seconds.
Fuck! It's on the tip of my tongue, man.
Cheeseburger!
Why can't I think?
What's the hassle, dude? Why can't you think of it?
Too much pressure.
Is it really a hassle?
Okay, Hoff. It's Hasselhoff. It's
Hoff with your head.
It's Knight Rider.
Okay, you
motherfuck.
Got it.
Hoff with your head.
Oh, man, this is a fun game. Okay.
Knight Rider remix?
It was Knight Rider with Mike Myers. Oh, man.
All right, I got some trivia.
Okay, give it to me.
We all know in baseball, Ty Cobb was number 2 on the career leaders in triples.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many did he hit?
How many triples did Ty Cobb
in
hit?
In a season?
In his 24-year career.
Oh,
I'm going to say 987.
Nah.
Triples?
Yeah.
No, dude, 500. Right in there.
295.
Oh, we were both way off.
The most anyone has ever hit is 309.
Wow.
Come on, McGuire? It's a triple. It's triple's harder to hit than a home run.
You're all worried it out.
All right. This has been some sort of trivia.
Calm down. What?
Man, it's hot in here.
I'm sweating like a cranker right now.
Hope you guys are having a nice day. A fucking door right there in a window.
You know what? When you look at like a fire marshal Bill.
Let me tell you something, mister.
Cranker.
Yeah, big time. He's not sweating because he's fucking hot
cranker
in a fire.
Pyro.
Okay, here's an easy one, but you might not get it. Jerry, go.
What, they're running down the beach?
That's not the name of
it.
Nope.
Vangelis. I'm giving you the artist.
My chair's on fire.
Yes.
What?
Chariots of Fire.
Thank you.
God damn it. I'm picturing him running down the beach.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I was a bigger fan of On Golden Pond.
We have a winner.
I know.
Okay.
With Henry Fonda.
Sucking face.
Suck off.
What's a better movie, Cocoon 1 or 2?
1. You know what's what is in 2? In 1, you're like, okay, what is this fountain of youth, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you kind of ease into it. 2, you already know it.
You do. You do.
It's bullshit.
Like Gutenberg in those movies.
Gutenberg.
What's your favorite Gutenberg movie?
I don't know. I'm
Three Men and a Little Baby or Police Academy?
Police Academy.
Because there's more beatboxing.
Police Academy 6 or Three Men and a Baby?
Speaking of Police
Tougher. Three Men and a Baby, the first one, yeah.
Hey, did you notice that Bobcat Goldthwait has been directing the new versions or the new episodes of Marin? Directed by Bobcat.
I believe it.
What?
You been watching Marin? Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a show on
IFC.
They're
kind of funky on the Hulu with bringing them all that on time.
You get IFC on your TV?
No.
Okay, well, Mark Maron is a podcaster.
No, he doesn't. He does it. He has a TV show.
Yeah, but he still has What the Fuck.
I think he should go to podcasters, like podcast audiences, and then do the, I got a TV show now, and then they go, what's a TV show?
Exactly.
What website can I see it on?
Did you watch last week's episode on Friday?
It's still TV, dude.
Gina Gershon was on there.
Gina Gershon.
But she didn't play herself.
she played a straight woman?
She played this lady.
It's way better if you could see the animation.
She kind of stalked
Gina Gershon.
Him. She kind of stalked him and found out what coffee shop he was at and then went there and like picked up on him and slept with him just so he would go on her son's podcast.
Oh my goodness. It was awesome.
And he went on it too and then found out she was married. And he's like, I thought you said you were divorced. She's like, I never said that. And she said, you said your ex-husband. That is my ex-husband.
Remarried him?
Yeah. Well, no, she had a different husband. She had spoke about her ex-husband just in a conversation,
yeah,
making him think that she was divorced. She goes, I got a kid and an ex-husband. Did fail to mention that she's married now. Gina Gershon? Probably. I bet she has a...
I thought she was a lesbian.
She's bi-curious.
Or am I thinking of Sandra Bernard?
But if you follow through, you're not curious anymore.
I'm thinking of Sandra Bernard.
Oh, he got to fuck her a couple times. And then he went on her son's podcast, and he reminded him a lot of himself at, like, 14 years old. But it was kind of funny, I thought. He's like, you slept with me just so I'd be on your son's podcast? She's like, well, I just want to support him and help him get it off the ground, because it's kind of all
You know
we
what
have.
That makes me wonder, though?
If people will sleep with us to be on our podcast?
No.
Oh.
It makes me think that Mark Maron was on the podcast cast and what they had to do to get him on there.
Dylan sucked his weenie. Hey, and you know what else I found out? I'm going to switch subjects real quick so he doesn't call me out on outing him. But was watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And on the RPM series, two of the characters are named Dylan and Flynn.
RPM.
That's just another Power Ranger.
Oh, okay.
There's Power Rangers Samurai, Power Rangers Turbo,
Sorry,
Power Rangers Dinosaur, Power Ranger RPM. Anyway, so I sent him a message. I'm watching Power Rangers, dude, and two of the players are your full name, Dylan and Flynn. He's like, I know it totally fucks up my Google search.
Oh,
he searches Dylan terrible. Flynn, it comes up Power Rangers.
You know what? I told him he should do a one-manned...
One-manned?
No, one-manned, two-man comedy team and call it Dill and Flynn.
Dill and Flynn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But he would just be him up there doing, like, both sides of a comedy routine. He would be like the Elvis and Costello.
Abbott and Costello.
What?
What?
No, Elvis and Costello is Elvis and Costello.
And Lou Costello.
And it was Abbott Presley.
You know what would be cool if it was
Elvis and Costello,
cool.
Man.
Abbott Presley with some big old sideburns.
Elvis and Costello.
Actual pork chops hanging up.
You could have Elvis Presley and Elvis Costello and call it Elvis and Costello. But Elvis Presley is dead, though.
No, you'd just be Elvis and Costello. It'd be like Costello, the comedian's like...
Lou Costello.
Fourth
too.
Grandson down the line, you know, and then just some random guy named Elvis.
Or if there was two of them, it'd be Elvi.
The Elvis.
Well, there wouldn't be his ass. It'd be Elvi. Wouldn't be Elvis.
No, but wouldn't it just be the Elvis? Because it'd be the Elva.
It's not Elvis. If there's two of them, it's Elvi.
Oh, yeah.
And if there's a three-way, it's with Elvira.
But if you meant, if you're talking about...
What if two Elvises fucked Elvira?
If you got two Elvi and you're talking about their personal property, it would be Elvis again. It'd be like Elvis Piano.
What if you have...
Elvis Piano.
How many...
How many
elves are there in an Elvi?
This episode is brought to you by Geico.
Hey, what's better on a Geico commercial?
I thought that was a fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air
fucking
thing.
Little gecko, right?
I like when they're having outtakes.
Or the pig. The little pig, man, that's flying down like he's doing luge. And he's got like these little windmills.
That's on Geico?
Wee! Yeah.
The wee commercial, no,
the little piggy that went wee, wee, wee all the way home.
It was funny the first. It was funny the first eight times.
Lizard.
Well, the lizard, I know.
He's not a lizard, he's a gecko.
But what's... Yeah,
is he
a
gecko or a geico or a lizard or what? I don't get a fuck. I don't fucking know.
Have, like, this...
If you guys are going to fight and use hand gestures, I'm going to break it up.
Yeah, if you're going to be throwing cigarettes, I'm leaving.
Hey, did you guys ever ask your parents or did they ever tell you? I'm totally changing the subject swiftly. If you were a girl...
They told me swiftly lots of times.
If you were a girl... Were they gonna? Did they have a name picked out for you? Because back in the day when we were born,
yeah, they were. They didn't call me Jerry.
Jerry Curl,
and you probably would have been called Terry.
No, actually, I found
did
out.
Did they ever consider naming put making your middle name Curl?
Jerry Curl.
No.
So my name, if I was a girl, was going to be Amber Ray.
Oh, really?
And that's my new stripper
even
name.
Oh, the middle name as well.
Yeah, which was my mom's middle name, and then my.
You know what your initials would have been?
Arg. That means my mom's a bitch and I'm lucky I was a guy.
Dude, that fits with your pirate joke, dude. You got to work that in.
Amber Ray Guile. Arg, matey. But then, so I found out just this weekend, on Saturday, last weekend, that my dad said that my name was almost Brian. My name was almost Brian. Would that be fucking weird if my name was Brian?
Brian Guile.
Brian Allen.
That would be weird.
Would Byron
be weird.
Allen.
Fuck yeah. You'd be back.
I'd be a black sportscaster.
Hey, bag.
That was Byron. Byron Allen. I don't know if he was a sportscaster.
And then it'd be the Bagcast podcast.
It would be bad.
Welcome to the Bagcast.
No.
It would have been bad.
It would.
It'd be Brian and Gatch. Brian and Gatch, because it's Terry and Gatch. Yep. Bagcast.
Oh, shit.
And then you got the Ladcast, which is Lance and Dave.
Yep.
The Ladcast sportscast.
Dude, that's weird. I was told I was almost dude. Christian.
That's... Ooh, Christian Gatchel?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I was almost Catholic, but my mom got she got raped by a priest.
I don't know what
I was almost Catholic and then
what the name would have been
up.
If I was a girl. Well, you probably had that. You got a daughter. Did you have a boy name picked out?
I didn't have a lot of say in it because me and the mom had split up at the time. So
sure, but you probably had one you would have enjoyed,
but
right?
Thanks for reminding me. Just found out last weekend as well. Since the last time we've broadcast, I found out the sex of my grandchild.
Wow,
they're homosexual. No, I'm just kidding. It's a boy. It's
nice.
I'm gonna have a grandson.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations,
Grandpa Terry. And she's like, now all we got to do is pick out the name. And I'm like, Terry's a pretty good name. How many Terrys do you know? How many Terrys do you guys know? Not many.
No.
Mm.
You know of Terry Bradshaw, but do you know any other Terry on a personal level where you could say, hey, Terry, what's up? And not have to use their last name or say, hey, did I meet you at a party? Is your name Terry Gramgle? That's a made-up name.
Gatch, you don't hear a lot of people say that either.
I'll tell her to name him Gatch. Gatch L. Guile.
Yeah, no, you always got to throw your hat in the ring, right?
Well, it's not going to be Guile, though, because she's a girl
sure.
And she has a husband.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a husband yet, and I don't know what his last name is. Bad Dad. What do you think his name
is? You know.
As long as his name isn't Terry.
Or last name.
Last name, because then it'd be Terry area.
I always wanted to name my kid what?
Yeah.
What?
I thought that would create a lot of confusion in the classrooms when the teacher would ask if what his name was. And then he'd
say
what?
Yes.
And then they would say, don't backtalk to me. And he'd probably get beat a lot by teachers.
And he'd say, what is my name? And they're like, yeah, that's what I want to know. And he's like,
what
is
my name?
I know. Tell
me
now.
Talk to my brother. Why did you do it?
What is my name? That's what I'm asking. I'm telling you, what is my name?
I'll read it on the list up there. What is my name?
What Gatchel? Hey, did you guys still got that comic book with those things you were talking about, guns? I got a gun. I got a gun, and I know how to use it.
I got one, too.
I don't have one. I was just kidding. But so this is a comic book from
1960.
It's August, number 69, Sad Sack and the Sarge, 12 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back it says, a spitting image BB gun, real enough for riding shotgun. Yeah. Their fun is all outdoors, even indoors. All you need is 15 feet of space in a family room or a basement. You place your target on a box stuffed with paper and hang a blanket for your backstop and start having fun with your Daisy. You got the Model 1894 carbine or the Model 21 double. About 12, and it's funny, the price is about $12.95. Or about $8.95 for the 18.
This one I'm reading from 66 says other Daisy models from $6.95 to $13.95.
But isn't about $8.95 about $9?
It is about. About yeah. $12.95 should be $13.
That probably was the suggested manufactured retail price before they came up with that thing, so that it gave the markets a little way to, you know.
And then it reminds you to watch High Chaparral on NBC TV.
I've never even heard of that show.
It doesn't
they
say
probably paid a lot to sponsor that.
Be safe.
No.
It just says watch this.
It says you
program.
Can shoot it in your house.
Yeah.
If you
there is this one is sponsored by the USJCs, which you could contact the JC chapter in your local town and join their free shooting education program. So there was a chapter of, like, they had a JCs here in town until, like, 2000. You know, that's cool that they had somewhere where you could take kids and they would teach them free how to fucking handle a gun or whatever, you know. Probably you went there with your paws and then you had a few people shooting around and they'd say, hey, don't fucking point it. It's not a fucking toy, you know.
Yeah, but check this out.
But shoot it in your living room.
The Model 21 Double is a brand new design like a fine double-barreled shotgun. It has break action cocking, a 48-shot magazine, dual triggers, shoot one BB at a time for controlled accuracy. About $22.95. And
that's
then the Model
spendy.
1849, or 1894, excuse me, looks like the gun that won the West. It has a smooth working lever action and a hammer that you cock before shooting. 40-shot magazine, about 1849.
Wow. Check this out. Two years before.
You can get a factory-mounted scope, 2845, yeah. About.
This is August 66, so it's two years before.
And now, and if
that
you
same
took this magazine to school, you'd get suspended just
hell
because
yes,
you had
would.
The magazine. It's so ridiculous.
That's
the
my
same
point.
1894 model 2 years earlier was only about $15.94. That's 3 years. That's $3 cheaper. 2 years from between 66 and 68.
It's called inflation, or recession. So recently,
what was
in
going
Maryland
on during that time though, 66 to 60, 67.
Yeah, guns.
Well, it's interesting that in one of these, actually, there is a Goodyear article, I think it's that one, about nuclear fucking subs.
Sandwich?
And, like, submarine weapon technology and how they're using it to fucking blow people up, submarines up. Pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, it wasn't to go look for new fish and sea life.
Well, of course.
No, I'm just saying.
But they were getting down to like how the missiles worked and how it blew up submarines. And I'm thinking this was a Goodyear ad. And at the end, it says, "Buy our new bicycle tire for your new tire."
But what's terrible is it doesn't mention anything about
safety,
the other submarine or whatever.
It's yeah,
like, the people in the other submarine, although they're bad guys and they speak a different language, we'll send them to the bottom of the sea, man.
Totally.
And we'll do it in style because our weapons are better.
Yeah, they won't even know it was coming.
And everybody's like, yeah.
So, and as Jerry said, if you were to take this book, if it came out today and you take it to school with you, you would get suspended, as an 8-year-old Maryland boy did recently for biting his Pop-Tart into a gun shape. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, now check this out. This kid, just now, last weekend, received a National Rifle Association lifetime membership from Josh Welch.
For biting his Pop-Tart into a gun shape?
Well, he got suspended for that, but this minority leader, Nicholas Kipe, the Republican from Pasadena, gave him a $550 lifetime membership to the NRA just because he's been under he's been under scrutiny for biting his Pop-Tart into a gun shape and get suspended for it. So everyone keeps everyone keeps asking me why I did it. He said, I don't know why I did it. I wish people would stop asking me. I'll probably go on for 45 years.
Yeah, but did he really do it on purpose?
Or did it just accidentally turn into
like
a gun?
You look up in the sky, it's like, that cloud looks just like Jesus.
Yes.
And maybe he, well, maybe he just likes fucking biting his Pop-Tarts into fucking shapes. It doesn't matter that it was a gun shape that day. Maybe the day before was a goddamn snowman. Maybe you should just push him into a goddamn art class.
Was it all detailed? He's like, okay, here's the hammer, here's the barrel.
Put him in a goddamn art class, he'll be fine.
Grip. No, it's like a 90-degree angle on a Pop-Tart. It's like, that's a gun!
Exactly.
Holy shit!
He's going to shoot us with a raspberry filling.
Yeah, what really set it off was when he crumbled half of it in his hand because he's pulling the trigger on it.
And then he just ate it.
Yep.
And the kid across from him's all, my eye! Yeah.
When he turned the Pop-Tart...
He hit me with a cherry sprinkle.
When he bit it into a gun, and then he pointed the gun into his mouth. And pulled the trigger and then ate the Pop-Tart.
Yeah, what kind of bullets does a Pop-Tart gun shoot?
What I'm wondering is, why does this kid have a Pop-Tart in the classroom?
That's true. You could never eat where I was when I was in class.
Maybe it was on their lunch break.
So they're going above and beyond. Shouldn't he just get busted for having a Pop-Tart and be
Well, it could have been on their lunch break or something.
I said, no, let's let him eat it.
Come on, it could have been on their lunch break. For it.
We had a local scare here.
It's looking like a gun.
We had a local scare here. There was a kid. It was probably on national news. I know it was on at least local news with a guy. They found bombs in his bedroom that he was planning to use on the local schools.
Yeah, they found a couple detonators.
Which
and
is about 5 miles from here.
Yeah, it was in North Albany, right?
No, West Albany.
Well, the West Albany school.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, but the house
lived
was,
in North Albany.
Yeah, the house that they found him in was actually in North Albany, so that's kind of scary. You never know what's going to happen.
For all the listeners out there, Albany's not that big. So
it's all just Albany.
About 12,000.
Right. It'd be like saying North Gresham or South Gresham if you were in Portland, but Gresham's just a small area.
We all have our hoods, but actually North Albany is probably the nicest part of town, right, as far as like home value?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The Richards from Corvallis.
Elevation, dude. They play that elevation game.
They do.
We're
higher. Like, have you seen the oblongs?
Did you notice that our house is 100 feet above yours?
Yeah. And across the bridge.
So we're literally looking down on you figuratively looking down on you at the same time.
And a moat.
A moat?
And what else is
different? Yeah, the river.
Well.
Oh, that's right.
They put a gate between us and you.
They do have the homeless people on their side, though.
They do?
On that side of the river.
Oh, there's more homeless people over in North Albany?
Well, I think they hang.
Track.
Yeah. Well, it's less monitored over there because it's across the river.
They don't generally put the railroad tracks up the hill unless they have to.
That's right.
I've never seen like a hilltop railroad track.
Right. So have
you ever seen like a just. We just need to track all this stuff up to the top of the mountain.
I think I could. And the little choo-choo's going up. It's like, dude.
So unrealistic.
We'll blow the shit out of that mountain. We'll chop it down. We'll doze it.
Right
and
through
we'll
the
go,
middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll blow
they did that. Through the middle of that thing, man. We're not going over it. There's not a little engine that could.
There isn't.
And there's no God either.
Yeah, they never did do that.
Speaking of
they?
No God.
What?
That's Jerry Murphy singing with me.
Yeah, but we're double-dubbing, dude. We're something filling it.
Four doubles. You know he's a player. And what's weird is that he's not listening to metal today. And I don't
I'm going to guess.
I don't like this band, and I'm sad.
Okay, then now that I know you don't like this
my
band.
My wife loves them.
Ooh, now I'm going to go.
There's a female in the band.
Ooh, Evanescence.
Yeah.
No, Hans wouldn't go there. Portishead.
What the? What?
Hans is listening
to
Portishead.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard Portishead?
No.
They're not terrible. They're not terrible.
I'm getting a little.
Hans is Dustin's flustered. Dustin's flustered.
I got a question for Hans, but I'm going to let you finish what you got going on.
He's listening to the self-titled Portishead.
Probationary period, and I actually smelt that marijuana, and I started to like take a deep breath, and I'm like, whoa.
No, it won't show up.
I know, but a habit, right?
Yeah.
I'm like,
I got the habit.
I'm trying to hold in the secondhand smoke. What the fuck?
Hans is listening to Portishead, and I'm listening to Neurosis, A Sun That Never Sets, which on today makes me way cooler than Hans. Because Neurosis would kick fucking Portishead's ass in a celebrity death match if there was such a thing between bands.
You never know how it's going to go in a celebrity death match, man.
Well, my celebrity death match...
Marilyn Manson would win, because remember the celebrity death match?
My version of celebrity death match...
Who was undefeated?
...is not like claymation characters fighting each other. It's two records on two turntables and a microphone.
They play against each other. The needle arms are like their fists, right?
Nope. You just put the needle on the record and let it play.
Needle on the record.
And the music speaks for itself.
Needle on the record.
NATO.
Now, if you played Neurosis and then played Portishead, you know that Neurosis would be the winner. And I'm sorry, Hans, if you don't like Neurosis, you can suck my wanger.
All right.
Whoa!
I don't know if Jerry knows this, but
Jesus
Hans
was an astronaut.
And Pat were scheduled to be in here with you today.
Jesus was a rock star.
So I have some questions for Hans.
Jesus was a race car driver.
Hans, and you can answer for Hans if you want, Jerry, since you're here. Hans,
I'll do my best, Hans.
Do you enjoy bass as well as guitar?
Free bass?
Yes. All right. Hans,
like four balls?
Do you like, what about Oysterhead? You like Portishead? What about Oysterhead with like Les Claypool? Are you a Les Claypool fan?
What does that even mean?
What the fuck is Oysterhead?
It's a Les Claypool project.
It's Les Claypool, Stuart Copeland, and fucking Trey Anastasio.
What the hell's that?
Fish, Police, and
Fish.
Primus.
I'm getting that.
The guitar is from Fish, the redheaded ginger hippie fucker.
Don't they call Oysterhead cunnilingus?
Stuart Copeland, the drummer from Police.
Yeah!
And Les Claypool. That's a super group is what it is. It's called Oyster.
I think Trey Anastasio just does, like, random leads, right? Because that's what
like
he does.
Like the damn Yankees?
I don't know what he does except for play for hours to people who are brain dead.
Exactly. but he's got...
I don't like to eat fish
that,
or listen to
he's
fish.
He's got, like, three or four different side projects Les Claypool does. So I wonder if Hans is... if Hans or any of our listeners have... went into that foray of music, if they have any opinions on it.
I have opinions on everything, but I don't share them with everybody because I'm not an asshole.
Oh, okay.
I've been drinking.
One thing I appreciate about Hans's CD player
what?
Is it's like if it's on the radio,
it's not
going to be in my CD player. That's like default.
Really?
For Hans or for you?
For Hans.
I'm
talking about your mainstream radio. I'm not talking about
That's not true. He has he has listened to the Mamas and the Papas.
Let me go back and give you some of these.
But that's not, let me go back. If you go satellite radio, you're not going to hear that on the radio nowadays is my point.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You're not going to hear any Theory of a Dead Man
in
Hans's CD player.
You guys listen to what I'm saying here, and then you stop me when you hear a band that might be heard on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, here's the list of bands from previous What's in Hans's CD players. Venom, Skit System. Neither one of those would be on the radio. And those are the only two that I got, so never mind.
Well, I would have to go back at least a few months. I mean, I know he's
I thought
done
that
some
I had
DTs.
A bunch in there.
I know he's done some Saturday Night. He's done some soundtrack stuff.
Bay
Twin
City
Peaks.
Rollers.
Twin Bay Peaks, City Rollers. You know, that, I don't think you'd hear that on the radio, but it's not just a.
He
likes some bubblegum pop.
But I tell you what.
I bet you.
Bee Gees, I like some Bee Gees too, man, right?
Did you ever try to save someone's life with CPR?
Because
if you do it, you do it.
I got a card in
my
pocket.
I don't know if they taught you this, but this is the new thing that you'd go to the rhythm of staying alive. By the Bee Gees. That's
what if you don't have good timing though?
But check this out on a serious level.
Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive. Staying alive, and then you breathe into their mouth. And then they go,
I don't think you're supposed to breathe into their mouth.
For God's sake, stop singing the Bee Gees.
I'm
up. Fuck off of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing about CPR is you can't do it wrong. If you're thumping somebody, pumping somebody, whatever, You're doing something. Everybody else is standing by going, God damn.
Yeah, he's beating the fuck out of her.
Must be in a bad way because this guy's pumping on him. And shit.
Yeah. He shouldn't have done so much heroin.
You're doing something, man, and that's what it's all about, is actually jumping in there and taking charge.
That's right. And sometimes you got to do that. You got to jump in and take charge.
You got it. Even if you're scared. You can't be the guy fucking filming it, because there's three other guys filming it. Fucking do something already, people.
Hey, that's
you can
right.
film it, but you got another hand.
Yeah. You got another hand.
You can even set the camera down.
You can film it.
But you could still leave it on. You know, you don't have to. Yeah. It's probably irresponsible even to take the time to push stop recording,
yeah, if
right?
If you got one of them phones that you can actually dial 911 and keep filming at the same time, that might be a responsible move.
I don't think that's possible. Maybe with an iPhone 5. Yeah.
You're better off telling someone else to call 911.
And they're like, I'm not going to do it unless you tell me a legitimate reason. That it's an emergency call. I can't.
I don't know how to cook my turkey. Okay.
Okay.
People have called 911. It's popular during Thanksgiving. People call.
I was at the Acropolis. That's where one time, right?
Eating a steak between the legs.
This is around Christmas time. This is years ago. And this gal's been over, you know, giving the show. Mm-hmm. This is a
showing her unbleached asshole while you're trying to eat your gravy.
Some place that, and that, actually, she had a little piece of toilet paper left in her. In her area.
I hate that.
And a black light was on, so that thing is like popping.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, dude.
Like, yeah, like right? her, like
but
her
anyways,
teeth were.
That's not the point. She's all telling me, like, how to cook a Christmas ham and do it right and everything, you know.
Well, she's got her Christmas ham in your face.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. And I'm like, really? I mean, that's how comfortable this individual was with their job.
Yeah.
So did you tip them extra for that?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I came back later. I said, that ham was fantastic.
I know. Pineapple rings, just like you said. Why do people put the maraschino cherries on there?
That's right.
I don't know. Cause
you know, you
nasty.
Put just because.
Fucking who wants those?
What? You don't like those? I could eat a whole jar
you
of
know
that.
You know what maraschino means?
Yeah, they're nasty. Sitting in formaldehyde.
Maldehyde?
Maldehyde.
You know that maldehyde stuff we used to mess with in the biology class?
Formaldehyde.
Yeah, that's what you run the
What's
sheep
that fur?
Through to keep their feet
It's formaldehyde. That's what it's fur. What's that stuff fur? Formaldehyde. What are you fur? God damn it. Hey, you know who I was stoked to see? This is a segue for me because it's a celebrity birthday. I was stoked to see Jeff Garland come back on Arrested Development. I had forgot that he was on there. It's his birthday today. Hump Day birthday for Jeff Garland.
You know, he also invented... Christmas time door ornaments.
He's 51 and he invented Christmas time door ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a weird voice and he's funny and fat.
Well, was that anything like it?
Perfect.
No.
Yes, that was
sounded this. Like a fill on like a Aerosmith song or maybe
if any of our listeners love if they love podcasts, you should listen to Jeff Garland's podcast because
that's
it's
probably
birthday.
Like that's more like I think I got the melody papers. Right. There's just no words in there.
He's like, why would you do that? I don't understand. How could you not like that? His laugh's so funny, too.
He is. Infectious. He's just a goofball and joyous person.
That's right.
You know?
Happy birthday, Jeff Garland.
He was brilliant on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I don't know if you ever watched that, Jerry.
No.
You should.
But you should, because you would really dig that show.
There's 8 seasons
It's one
enjoy.
Of those shows, sometimes you have to pause it just because... You're backed up on laughs. You know what I mean? You're backed up on. You're still like trying to take in the funny from 3 scenes ago, and there's just another funny moment. And you're like, I got to take a break just to laugh
Pause.
About the last 3
so
scenes.
So you can breathe a little, get some oxygen.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're missing jokes that are
you're just
important.
Like, I got to appreciate that to its fullest.
Larry David, a comic genius, co-creator of Seinfeld, but went on to make Curb Your Enthusiasm. Jeff Garland.
He was who George was based upon.
Yes, the idiot. George Costanza.
I really liked the show, but I thought they were all idiots except for the
George. George Costanza one time went to Larry David and he said,
Elaine.
He said, this stuff can't be real.
Richer than fucking Oprah, dude. And she just does this stuff to be funny.
Who?
She likes to be
Elaine?
Funny.
She's a Dreyfus.
Whatever her real name is.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
She's Richard Dreyfus's daughter.
No.
Yeah.
She's related to him, but she's not his daughter.
Daughter?
Google it.
All right, I will.
Google All
right.
it. And
I
see
challenge
if she's
you.
Richer than Oprah.
I challenge you. And while he does that, we will let that be one cliffhanger for the episode. Jerry's leaving, and we'd like to thank him for being here on the show. Maybe he'll come back on Friday. I think he'll probably come back on Friday. And I know Gatch will be here on Friday. And I don't know if Jerry's heard our rap songs. Maybe we'll play that for him on Friday. But go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Check it out. Dustin is currently Googling who is the father of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. And I say Louis, but some people say Louis, but it's actually Julia Louis. And she is, I believe, I'm going to go out on a limb and say either a niece or a cousin of Richard, but not a daughter. So I don't know. We're going to find out via something. We don't like to say Google, but we do.
Her father is Gerard Louis-Dreyfus.
Ding, 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 ding. So who's Richard?
And Richard Louis-Dreyfus.
Who's Richard in comparison
sometimes
to Julia Louis?
I like to go Louis, and sometimes I add the S just like barely.
I challenged him and I won, believe it or slurp it.
He did.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is a Dreyfus but not a Richard Dreyfus offspring.
And she has lots of money.
She doesn't have as much as you think she does.
Well, I don't know how much she does.
She's not up there with Janet Jackson as the newest billionaire.
She's a VP.
But she's not an Oprah or a Madonna, who are both billionaires. Billionaires. Billionaires.
Oprah on Kelly and Michael the other day.
R. Kelly, Toys R. Kelly R. Us.
Do you know what that show is, Kelly and Michael?
No.
Dude, that show's been on for years. How could you not know?
Why do I keep getting in trouble? I watch shit that you don't watch.
That show's been on for years. It used to be called Regis and Kathy. Now it's Kelly and Michael.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, gotcha.
If you guys are going to keep fighting.
I just thought it was funny, though.
I'm sorry.
Because it's the show is so fucking, it's not even the same name.
Hey, check us out on iTunes, man, and give us a rating of 5 stars, please. Our numbers are going up on iTunes, believe it or not, after a year. We've had our 1 year anniversary. Can you believe it? We've been doing this for a year. Over 160 episodes.
I wore a party hat that day.
We're taking our show on the road to Portland in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Going to interview some Portland comics.
You can go
comics.
With us if you want.
But, it's a Sunday. Yeah. We'll be gone all day.
Oh, wait a minute. I got church that day.
Not! You got to work the next day, though.
That's a joke right there.
That's funny. The church of the fucking stillborn. On that note, we better...
It's not a church at all, so it's not a church at all. Period.
What is it?
It's not a church.
The beer is church at all.
It's a church beer. Church of beer.
The church at all?
Coalition against coalition.
There's a church that's in Brownsville called the Church of the Firstborn. They don't take their
it's
kids
the
to the doctor.
It's the flying spaghetti monster of whatever
take their
religion
kids,
that is.
They don't take their kids to the doctor. Actually, one of them died, and they're getting in trouble for it because... God said he would heal him, so I didn't take him to the doctor.
Well, they don't have to answer to the local authorities.
The Church of the Firstborn, so that you can't take... It's only for the firstborn children in your family?
That's just a name.
Oh.
And then you can't take your kids to the doctor.
That's their practice.
That was God's plan for that child.
Yeah, he died at 7.
Well, I only have to say, rock on.
I'm glad to end on a good note of kids dying. Thanks for listening on a hump day. That's what happens when Jerry brings alcohol to the podcast.
We love.
What does that say on your arm?
Which one?
This one.
It says family.
Hey, Taggots. That's you. What's up? I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. Got a bunch of shows coming up in the form of comedy, hard rock, and metal. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, and Earth to Ashes at the Hawthorne Theater. Win tickets, a pair of them, on sickdaddyradio.com by listening. Time's running out for that. May have already ran out if you're listening on Friday. June 8th, that's a Saturday, Albumpalooza 2 at the Riverside Community Center in Albany with Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Kevin Smith, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Catechus has now been replaced with Bury the Goat. Also, Ed to Shred and Bikini will be there. Also, June 8th, if you're not in that area and you're in Portland, you should go see World of Lies with Eugene's own Necryptic from the Valley of Sickness. Damage Overdose and Hyborian Rage will be playing, too. That's at Katie O'Brien's in Portland. Can't remember where that is, but it's in Portland on one of those streets up there. June 13th, Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock is coming to the Newmark Theater in Portland. The next night, I will be doing a feature set at the Pantsless Comedy Show at Cornucopia in Eugene. Chris Castles is headlining. I don't know who's opening yet, but it'll be his going away show as he is moving to Austin, Texas. So goodbye, Chris Castles. Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall, June 20th. That's going to be weird, I think. June 23rd, Down and Dirty, a dark comedy showcase hosted by Patrick Thomas Perkins at the Ash Street Saloon. Me and Dustin will be there.
PTP.
I'm going to do a set. I'm going to make Dustin come up and do improv with me. I'm going to make him. Wait, 2 days before that, you can go see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. That's June 23rd. Wait, 21st. Oh, man, it's been a long day. The last Sunday of June is the 30th, and I will be doing a clean comedy set at Sambon's Garage in Eugene for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Max Brockman will be doing a set, and there'll be some improv going on as well. July 3rd, Mastodon and Amon Amarth at the Mayhem Festival. Also Rob Zombie and a shitty band called Five Finger Death Punch. That's at the White River Amphitheater, and that's just my opinion. But maybe you want to go see him in Auburn, Washington. That's July 3rd. July 18th, it's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins. I don't know who they have for their singer. Maybe Dez. They're playing with Piggy and Good For You at the Hawthorne Theater. And then July 20th, 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. Not to be confused with Cannibal Corpse. They're kind of a spoof band about Cannibal Corpse, but all their songs are about weed, which is pretty cool. July 28th, Rush, the Sleep County Amphitheater. Sleep Country, whatever, county, country, I don't give a shit. It's in Portland, though.
Eat your tickets.
Yeah, they've recently been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, Hall of Notes.
About 40 years too late.
I know. And then September 8th, the last one on my list, also at Sleep County Country Amphitheater. It's Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and some other bands that I can't recall right now. I think that's the Rockstar Tour. Yes, Rockstar Tour. And then the day before my birthday at the Gorge Amphitheater, Black Sabbath, August 24th. It's a long drive, and you'd be a long ways away from them if you went to that show. I don't really do big events.
That's Black Sabbath without Dave Lombardo.
That's right. He's been fired from the band. Has been replaced. Wait. What? Hey, you guys, figure that one out. Go see a show or something. Don't just sit at home with your thumb up your ass unless you like that kind of thing. If you like that, do it. You just listen to the podcast with your thumb up your ass. And you guys have a wonderful weekend, day, night, month, enema, and good night. And Van Halen.
I can just have one.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't want to fucking win.
I want one.
Those aren't lathes.
I want one, but I know I can't have just one, and I don't want two, so I'm not going to have one.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Like, come on, man. Give me another one. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man!
Let me
smell it. Make the gun a mannequin. Make to go to night school.
What the fuck is that? Man, it burns! What is that?
Dude, it's a bag of salt.
Here, man. Season 4 wraps.
This is all I got. It's gotta last me, man. You know what you did give me this bag of coke. My sister's pee, man. I'm really tripped it up. Here, drink this. He's blowing piss
pregnant.
Bubbles. Classy chick. Those guys are touring, too. I'd like to see Cheech and Chong and see if they still got it going on.
Did you ever watch that Heat Vision and Jack, ago, Jack right? Black?
I think I watched one episode.
Isn't that weird?
I saw him at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago.
What?
Cheech and Chong at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago.
What were they doing there? What slots?
They smoking weed?
It smelled like weed in there, but they weren't smoking weed on stage. They had cool, just some funny skits.
Who's the better comedy duo? Cheech and Chong or Maren Johnson?
Who the fuck is that? I'm not...
Richard Marin and Don Johnson, Nash Bridges, come on.
Oh, Cheech and Don. Cheech and Don.
No, that's a good one too. Cheech and Don from Nash Bridges. Cheech, Marin, Richard, Cheech, Marin. and Don Johnson. That's
you know,
Bridges.
Nash Bridges. You know that show?
That, yeah, it sucked.
Oh, no. You got to do what you think's better, Cheech and Chong or Cheech and Don?
Well, in a realistic fashion, I'd say Cheech and Chong, but the other one was funny, too, because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Cheech and Don.
Because he's trying to be all... He's trying to be all like Ice-T.
Was it that that didn't work, or my attempted joke at it?
It was when he shaved his mustache and had that weird fucking scar hair look.
Yeah.
Did he still say, like hey,
Mike
Mom?
Hammer.
Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer.
Oh, that's sweet.
The Lizard Man in Up in Smoke.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's got a weird one, too.
I mean, Lizard Man.
The only way to catch a doper is to use a cell phone.
Dude, that, I laugh so fucking hard. Yeah.
Like, what you smoking in there? So can I come in and get some of that?
He's like, no, not that. He's blowing out the window. The kitchen turns into a lizard, too. It's all.
The best bet is when they do that talent, stage show, whatever the fuck it is, right?
Oh, was it telling the joke
get
about
in
the
there,
peach?
Man.
They said the joke about the peach.
No, he's got that Playboy Bunny outfit on, and he's got the fucking wig in front of his, like, you know, little skimpy Playboy fucking thing, and the wig's hanging out all over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, oh, dude, it's so fucking hilarious.
The only one I didn't really...
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Get Out of My Room was not very, really good movie. I was like the last one.
Oh, which one is the one starts off and Cheech is on the couch and it's all, oh, and then he goes to get up, right? And he steps in a fucking soggy bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah, that's Up in Smoke. Yeah, that's the first one. And that's when he picks up Chong for the hit that he thinks it's a chick.
But shit, man, you ain't no chick.
I know, man. Can I get my stuff?
Hey, fuck, how much stuff you got?
Oh, we parked in a bad spot, man. That's what he's like. Oh, don't take those, man. I almost gave you the wrong shit. He's like,
I already took them, man.
What do you mean? Dude, no, you did it.
You just took the most ass.
That's ever seen anybody say.
Oh, shit.
Don't say that, man. Don't.
That neighborhood, they fucking go crazy like Pumpkinhead fucking ate too much ass. How long does this shit last, man?
Hooking up busy.
He's like, this shit is cool, man. Look at that Zeppelin.
Like, sir, can I see your license, please? Like, isn't it back there on the bumper, man? Like, maybe his driver's like,
oh, yeah.
Like, what's your name, sir? Like, isn't it on there on the license, man?
It's that thing you're talking about, improv thing on that Portland date?
Oh, I just improv.
No, is it, are they doing an improv thing, or
so.
Is it a stand-up
it's
thing?
It's just a stand-up thing. I was confused. Sorry. We're going to be up there and do a 7-minute podcast without recording. All right, we're going
to... Silly.
We can do a team comedy bit. That counts as stand-up, right?
Yeah.
You ever see that,
tell joke back and forth and see who gets the best laugh?
Yeah, who's on first with, Andy Dick and his comedy partner? And fucking Andy Dick decks him and just punches him right in the face.
Andy Dick.